This is Uncorked with David Wilson.
We want everything yesterday. Patience is a thing of the past. But could there be a shortcut to creating champagne? More after this. This October 12th through the 19th, I'll be leading a luxury tour to some of the most amazing wineries, restaurants, hotels, and attractions in the Napa and Sonoma Valleys. You'll receive first-class VIP treatment 24/7, visit 9 awesome wineries, and meet some legendary personalities, and it even includes sailing aboard an America's Cup yacht. Participation is very limited, so get all the details by clicking on the clearly marked link at grapeencounters.com. Can riddling be hastened so we don't have to wait as long for the release of a vintage of champagne? Ah, you ask, just what is riddling? Well, it's a process slower than a squashed snail that migrates deceased yeast cells to the neck of the bottle for removal. This can take up to 60 days. But now, researchers from a university in Slovenia have discovered that adding magnetized particles to the yeast speeds up the process. Not just speeds it up, but decreases the time from 60 days to 15 minutes. Experts called in with extremely experienced palates determined there was no difference in the results. I guess that popular phrase, hurry up and wait, has now reached the world of champagne. Yep, we can now produce it faster and then wait 10 years to sip the properly aged nectar. After all, when the lady says, "I'll have champagne," we can't keep her waiting now, can we? But just out of curiosity, I wonder why the Slovenians care so much about champagne anyway. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.